The hardest thing I've ever done is sit completely still while receiving an epidural after 24 hours of unmedicated labor. The anesthesiologist walked into the hospital room like a character out of a Grey's Anatomy spinoff, announcing himself with a cheerful, "Hello, I hear someone's ready for an epidural?" "Yes, I'm ready," I replied, floating through a moment of relief between contractions. "Right then," his British accent chirped through the room. "Sit up here on the edge of the bed and I'll be in just one moment." I had been in almost every position imaginable during my 24 hours of unmedicated labor, bouncing on a yoga ball, leaning over the bed onto my forearms while my partner or our doula applied pressure to my lower back, pacing around the room, crying, screaming, singing along to my Labor of Love playlist. I kept moving, laying down to rest only for a few minutes at a time, until I felt a swelling wave raise from the base of my hips and come crashing down my lower back, sending bolts of lightning through my entire body. The one position I had not been in was this one, seated stiffly upright on the edge of the bed. The pain in my back left with nowhere to go. I watched the contraction monitor as I waited for the anesthesiologist to do his thing. I was okay for now, but another contraction was sure to come before he was finished. How the hell would I? And then he said the exact words I had been dreading. "Stay completely still. You can scream as loud as you want, but do not move a single inch." The next moment, as if on cue, a wave of pain began to swell. I closed my eyes. My partner stood in front of me, our heads bowing toward one another so that our foreheads were touching. Crash. The contraction shattered against my back and rippled through my entire body. I bit my lip and screamed from the place that only being in labor with your first child can take you. This was the most painful contraction I'd experienced in 24 hours, taking over my body, and I couldn't move because Dr. Cheerful was back there inserting a needle into my spine. The three most painful contractions that I experienced during my labor all happened while I was sitting there unable to move. "Finally," he said, "do you feel a tingling sensation in your legs at all?" I released the grip on my partner's hand a little. "I think so," I said, dreading having to sit in this ungodly position for yet another contraction. "Oh, yes, there, I feel it in my right leg." "Okay, let's lay you down." That, dear listener, is the hardest thing I have ever done. The second hardest thing I have ever done is run my own business. Choosing to start it was easy, but keeping it going through various phases of life has been anything but. Since 2017, I've been creating content for multi-passionates, and I hope that I've been a cheerleader in your corner, whether you've been in my world for years, months, weeks, or days. But in life, we must choose our hard, and we must also choose to surrender when we are being called into a new direction. My choice to get an epidural after 24 hours of unmedicated labor was a moment of deep surrender. Surrendering to exhaustion, surrendering to my body's need to rest, surrendering to the part of my birth story that I was hoping I wouldn't have to tell. Today, as I share with you that I have decided to sunset my online business, I am surrendering to the call to let go of this hard thing. While I will always be an advocate for multi-passionates embracing their talents as a gift, not a burden, I have decided that I'm no longer going to run a business with that as the goal. I sometimes feel silly sharing that motherhood stripped me of my entrepreneurial spirit. Shouldn't I want to have it all? But just as getting an epidural in the final hours of labor does not equate to a failed attempt at childbirth, choosing to walk away from a business that no longer fits into my life as a mother is not a failure. It's an empowered choice that I'm proud to make. That being said, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing my work with your peers. This is officially the final episode of the Multi-Passionate Mastery Podcast. Please note that as you listen to any episodes, any of the offers that I have expressed, especially my coaching program, which I've talked about in many episodes, those are no longer relevant as my business is closing. If you'd like to stay connected, come and find me on LinkedIn. The link will be added across the show notes in all episodes. Be well.